Welcome to the Lady Up America podcast. I'm Diane Canada, your host. I'm so glad you're here today. Y'all are inching closer and closer to Christmas. Today is Monday, December the 11th, and it's time for Christmas trinket number 5. All right, ladies, today what God has put on my heart to just bring to you guys, because y'all may not know this, but before every broadcast, before every trinket, I have no idea what I'm going to say. I go into prayer about 5 minutes before I go live here, and I just ask the Holy Spirit, like, just come and take over, speak for me, whatever you want to say. And usually I get the message about the same time you do. So today, what I feel him wanting to say is that I get to, I don't have to. When we get into the to-do list, and this holiday season especially, and we start thinking about all the things we have to do, I've got to go to the store. I have to shop for so-and-so. Gosh, I have to cook all this big meal for everybody coming. I have to plan this. I have to clean. I have to prepare. We start getting in that mindset of have to. What he's showing me is that if we just switch out that one word to I get to shop for my family. I get to clean my beautiful house. I get to prepare for my family. I get to Christmas shop. So what it does is it just completely transforms our attitude. I was getting into a little bit of this pity party yesterday, which is why I'm sure he's bringing it to me to bring to you today. Because I was really tired yesterday. I was kind of achy all over. I was so looking forward to just getting some couch time and getting on my heating pad. And I wanted to put on a Christmas movie. And I kept thinking of all these things that I had to do before I could do that. I had to get, it's like I was getting dinner going. And then I realized I had a full load of dishes in the dishwasher and I had to change that out. And then I realized that all that cooking, I was going to have a whole new set of dishes I was going to have to do. And then I've been thinking about, stressing over what I'm going to get people, because the people in my life that I know and love that I want to shop for, I have no idea what to get them. So I've been stressing about that a little bit. And anyway, it just sort of hit me today that I get to do that. So basically what that means, like the translation is, I actually have a family to shop for. Like I have amazing people in my life that I love so much that I get to shop for. And I know there are people in the world that would give anything to have their family member back so that they could shop for them and stress over what to get them for Christmas. I get to grocery shop and plan meals for my family because that means I'm going to have people to share the meal with. My husband's been dealing with a lot of health issues lately, and I was starting to get into that bad attitude yesterday of, gosh, with him not being able to do as much around here, it's all on me, right? I get in that pity party of, God, I've got to do this. And I've got all these things that maybe he used to be able to help me with. Now I have to do. And so it's so easy for us to spiral into that. Like it's so easy for me to start getting into that, like throwing myself one big pity party. And like I said, today, the Lord has just caught me and said, you have a husband that loves you, that you love. And I just get to cook for him. I get to do things, for him. And he does come in and help as much as he can. But like when we're in our pity party, all we can see is all the things on our shoulders, all the things we have to do. Nobody does anything around here except for me, So it's just, Lord's just been snapping me out of it today and going, Diane, like we're not having that party anymore. You prayed and prayed for a wonderful husband and he's dealing with some things right now. And that means you're going to have to pull a little bit more of the weight. But you know what? If you were in that position, he'd be pulling it for you. And he did last year. I had some surgery and he had to pull the weight. So we just do that, right? And keep score of who's doing more. And all, when it's real love, you don't do that, right? So I get to do these things for my husband. So I've, today, as the Lord's been working on me about this, when I was cooking his breakfast this morning and doing some things for him, I just did it with a whole lot more love instead of this being so put upon labored feeling of I have to, right? So just I get to. So anyway, if we just change out that one little word, it's amazing the difference that it has in our mindset and in our attitude, and then we just show up differently. You know, we're kind of hardwired to lean toward the negative or lean toward the things that we didn't get or the things that didn't go right or the things that we missed out on or the losses we've taken. It's just so easy. It's like we have a default pull in that direction. We have to literally be intentional every day. I think this is why God says in the Bible, take every thought captive and renew your mind every day. This is why it's so important for us to stay in our Bibles, especially this time of year, because that's where we kind of get our tank filled back up. And God says it's a living Bible. I finally understand what that means, is that God's words land differently on us at different stages of our lives, different phases of our life. Like, have you ever read the Bible and you can read something one day and it has incredible meaning to you because of something you're going through? And then maybe a year later or 2 years later, whatever, you go back and you read that same scripture again. And this time it hits you totally different because you're in a whole other season of your life. And you're like, wow, that just sort of sets in a little deeper. It takes on a second or a third meaning in your life. And that's what I think it means when it says the word is living. Because it's constantly evolving with that. Like the word doesn't evolve. The word is stable. But what I mean is our understanding of the word is constantly evolving and growing. And it's just so, God is so brilliant. I mean, it's just so amazing how he gives us the right word at the right time in the right season and how it just brings us closer and closer in our walk with him. So we grow to love that word. We grow to crave that word. And I think right now, especially at this time of the year, we've got to be really intentional about getting in that word. You know, I'll tell you, I really feel it when I skip a day or two, when I'm not disciplined about getting in my Bible. And again, not that it should take, it's not going to be a chore. It's just going to be something that's part of our daily routine. Like, God's word doesn't become routine, but we get in the routine every day of getting in his word because we understand it's a priority. We should be doing that, especially as early in the morning as you can, to kind of set your mind for the day. And I think just by craving it and getting into it helps us in the seasons to stay on track and to not kind of have that default pull. I hope this blesses you today. Just make sure you're staying in your Bible. Make sure you're renewing your mind and not allowing your attitude. You start to feel your attitude going down there. Get back in the Bible, renew it, right? Get back on track. And then most definitely change out that word from I have to, to I get to. All right, let me pray for you. Father God, it's so easy for us to just get off track. It's so easy for us to succumb to pity feelings. You know, so easy for us to throw ourselves a pity party. Lord, help us to snap out of that today. Just help us to lady up today and not go there, Lord. It's not helpful. It doesn't do anybody any good. It's a very selfish place to go because when we're in that mindset, we're not any good to ourselves or anybody. So Lord, we repent from that right now if that's what we're doing. We turn back to you, Lord. We recommit to reading our Bible every day, even if it's just a passage. Lord, guide us where you want us to go so that that right word will land on us in the right moment. Continue to evolve our faith in you, Lord, and we choose to serve you. We choose to switch out that word from I have to I get to. Lord, it is our honor to get to serve you. We love you, Lord, with all of our heart in Jesus' name. Amen. Remember, you get to. Lady up. See you tomorrow.